Aquí estamos preguntando sobre supersticiones financieras.
Bueno, en mi familia decían, si te pica la mano, no te la rasques porque viene dinero.
Pero si quieres controlar tu presupuesto, hay una manera mucho más práctica.
¿En serio?
Con el plan Precio Personal de State Farm, puedes crear un precio accesible solo para ti.
Y sin aguantar picazón, me gusta.
Como un buen vecino, State Farm está ahí. Llama para obtener una cotización hoy. Los precios varían según el estado. La elegibilidad para la selección de cobertura podría variar.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride. Oh yeah. Nah, 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 nah.
We have dead air, so bear with us, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to us on the radio, and we're going to get all of this figured out. But again, ladies and gentlemen, and if my tech team could let me know what's going on here, we're back on the air now. All right, very good. Well, my apologies, ladies and gentlemen, on it's the Chinese or the DeSantis people. I think equally to blame today. But the issue here, ladies and gentlemen, is not—it's not Ron DeSantis, and I want to say something very clearly about Ron DeSantis. I like Ron DeSantis. I think he has done a good job in Florida, and I know there's a lot of hate out there, and it's coming from the Trump campaign, the MAGA world. I get that, but I think by and large that Ron DeSantis has done a good job. But his campaign staff is really one of the worst in history. I got an email from him last night. They were pitching somebody to come on to talk about how Donald Trump is pro-abortion. They wanted, no, I'm serious here. They sent me an email and they said, we want you to have this person on. This person is very involved in the pro-life movement. This individual has actually been on our program before. And they said, we've got to have this person on the air on your program because we need to show the nation that Donald Trump is pro-abortion. And I said, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I will read you the reply I sent this person. I said, before I even consider this request, explain to me why Governor DeSantis refuses to come on this program. Why would I accept a surrogate of Ron DeSantis when Ron DeSantis himself is not man enough to come onto this radio program? Why would I do that? They told me they would get back to me with an answer. That was 24 hours ago. Not going to get an answer to that question. So it's not Ron DeSantis, though. It's his campaign staff. He has got to have one of the worst campaign staffs in modern political history. But even worse than the campaign staff are the DeSantis surrogates, the paid and unpaid people that are out there on social media, and they're advocating for Ron DeSantis. And these people are horrible. Many of them were friends, but they have severed the relationships. They have publicly attacked me. They have accused me of being pro-abortion. They've accused me of being a closet liberal for supporting Donald Trump. Some of the accusations are just mind-blowing. And I had to deal with a lot of this over the weekend. It's the most ludicrous thing I have ever seen in my life. But I want you to hear me. If Donald Trump is the nominee, there's going to be a big chasm within the Republican Party. I'm not sure these DeSantis people will be voting Republican. As a matter of fact, a lot of the pro-DeSantis people, who they hate Donald Trump so much that in 2016, they actually said they would vote for Hillary Clinton. Now, anybody who says that is not a serious person. They're not. And the good news here for all of you conservatives and the consumers of talk radio, you're now beginning to see a lot of these talk radio hosts in the noon to 3 hour for who they really are. And I appreciate that. It makes my job a whole lot easier. Because, look, my position has always been, you do you, I'll do me. I'm supporting Donald Trump, and I've given my reasons why. Those reasons, by the way, have not changed. And there are people out there, and they say, well, I support Ron DeSantis, and here are my reasons why. And you know what? I respect that. I may think you are wrong, but I'm not going to attack you in the media because you're supporting Ron DeSantis. But the DeSantis crowd, they're not like that. They have no scruples. They have no morals, these people. And they try to crucify anybody who still supports Donald John Trump. Now, I want to try and explain this abortion situation as best I can. Now, I am pro-life. I believe that life begins at conception. That is my personal belief. Now, after Roe v. Wade, and by the way, the whole point of the Roe v. Wade movement in the pro-life community was to get the vote back to the states, right? That was the whole point. We want this to be a states' rights issue, and it was. And thanks to President Trump, who, by the way, was also the first president, the only president in American history to actually show up and speak at a pro-life march for life, President Trump appointed justices to the Supreme Court that made that happen. So now we're in a situation where the decision is at the state level. But now the same pro-life leaders say, no, that's not good enough. We've got to have a federal rule. Well, okay, let's make up your mind. Do you want it at the state level or do you want it at the federal level? What is it? And they're attacking Donald Trump because they want to pigeonhole him on when the limitation should be for an abortion. Should it be 5 weeks? Should it be 13 weeks? Should it be 15 weeks? Now, you're going to have that debate. And President Trump, and we're actually going to play, I've got the entire 9-minute exchange on NBC News that created the controversy. And we're going to get to that. But I want to explain something to you. There is the pro-life issue, and then there is the political pro-life issue. And there is a distinction. Now, there are some in the pro-life movement who say that we should not have any abortion at all. Life begins at conception. There should be absolutely no exceptions for anybody, right? Nobody. There should be not a single exception. Doesn't matter if the mother's life is in danger. It doesn't matter if a woman has been raped. There should be absolutely, positively no exceptions. And if you don't believe that, there are many in the pro-life movement who say, if you don't believe that, then you are pro-abortion. I would disagree with that. But the issue here is, what position should President Trump hold as we're getting ready to try and attract independents and Democrats so that he can win in November? Where does Trump need to fall on all of this? And I will say this, that if he follows the path that we have been going down since Roe v. Wade, Donald Trump will lose in 2024. If the president takes a hard-line position on the abortion issue, he will lose. How can you say that, Todd? You pro-abortion, you baby killer. No, don't get me wrong. I don't want to kill babies. Don't want to kill puppies. I love everybody. But the political reality is you are not going to attract independents. You're not going to attract a large chunk of the Republican Party if you go and say absolutely no exceptions. It's not going to work. You say, how do you know that? You're just speaking out your wazoo, Todd Stearns. No, actually, I'm not. Because in the midterm elections, there is lots of documentation out there that the overwhelming reason people went out to vote. Now, keep in mind, go back to midterms. Midterms were supposed to be a giant red wave, right? That was the conventional thinking going into Election Day. But what they did not count on was abortion being the issue. 5 statewide ballot measures came out in favor of abortion rights. even in red states like Kentucky and Montana, they put abortion on the ballot and it failed. And you had political strategists out there trying to explain to the pro-life movement, hey, look, we understand that you, the passion here and the importance of life, but you also have to understand the political reality. So here is my question. So, and by the way, they ignored that advice. It doesn't matter. We're moving ahead. There was also a massive vote in Kansas, one of the most pro-life states in the nation, and it was overwhelmingly defeated. It was crushed. It was a landslide defeat. And again, you had the political strategist in the background saying, hold up here. We're going to get you there, but we can't do it all at once. You cannot have an all or nothing strategy. It will not work. It will backfire. And by the way, that's what happened. So in Kansas, where you have a red state, it is now a pro-abortion state. By the way, those five other state ballots, not only did every single one of them fail because of the strategy, and I would contend because of the communication method and message, but you also had ramifications all over America where people came out to vote on that issue. And the pro-life side lost. So my question is this. Is the pro-life movement better off now than they were before these votes? And I would contend the answer to that is no. You have to be smart here, folks. You just have to be. Now, let me talk about President Trump and this interview he did. It was a bad interview. It was. I thought the president's messaging was all over the place. I believe the president could have come out there and answered every single question the same way. I believe that life begins at conception. I don't want to put words in the president's mouth, but if that's what he believes, then that should have been his answer to every single one of those questions from NBC News. Every single one of them. Because let's get real. There's not going to be a compromise on the abortion movement. I heard what the president said. Well, he's going to get everybody into a room and No. That's not how this issue works. But I'm telling you, if we are not careful, the 2024 race, if it is about abortion, the Republicans will lose that race. You say, well, how do you know that? Because the Republicans didn't even bother to get out and vote in the midterm elections. And those who did, Republican women, they voted with the Democrats. So my question here is, do you have concerns about what the president said during the NBC News interview? Does that concern you? Do you still stand with the president? Or have you said, you know what, that's it, I'm gone, I'm out of here, I'm going to support DeSantis or somebody else? 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Great to have you with us today. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Rebecca, listening to us on WLOB in Ray Richardson country. Hi, Rebecca, what's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say that I'm voting for Donald Trump. I've already put it out there, so I'm not ashamed at all. I'm voting for him no matter what because of the fact that we are not going to have a conservative in office if Donald Trump is not it, because it just won't happen. The numbers are true and true. As far as the abortion issue, I actually tend to agree with you on this. I am the person that believes that life starts with conception, but I also think that I'm not making anybody else's decisions for them. I can pray for them. I can hope that they make different decisions, or they have to make different decisions, or they can make different decisions. But when it all comes down to it, it's between them and God. It's between them and God and nobody else. Nobody else gets to tell them what to do. What they should know is terminating a child is not just a bunch of cells. It is removing that life from the mother that is hosting them into this next world. They need to come and reconcile with that. They need to know that's the truth, but it's their decision. And I'd go toe to toe with anybody that wants to have that conversation with me. Come have that conversation with me. I'd be more than happy to. Don't yell at me. Don't scream at me. Don't call me ugly names. Have a conversation with me, and I would dialogue with them. But Donald Trump, he made some mistakes on that interview. But the fact is that there isn't a single person that is running for office, including the person that is not functioning on a, you know, full load, that's occupying the seat right now. Everybody makes mistakes because we are humans. We're humans.
You know, and Rebecca, it's interesting you say that, because the other argument coming out now is that Donald Trump is suffering from dementia. That's the pro DeSantis people are putting that out. And they're calling out two gaffes. He talked about World War II when he meant World War III. And then he talked about how he beat Obama. I think every person, when the president said that, every single person knew exactly what he meant, that this is the third term of the Obama administration. I think it's a bit ludicrous to try and compare Donald Trump's his mental acumen to that of Joe Biden's.
You know, and as for Governor DeSantis, I think Governor DeSantis is an amazing governor, but that's his bailiwick. That is where he belongs, and he belongs there guiding other governors to become really great governors. But I think that maybe at this time, the presidency is not where he belongs. He belongs in the state level because he does an amazing job there. And I've said that all along. I mean, this is when he decided to run for office, I was like, you know, you really, really should keep doing what you're doing. And not to mention, you know, not everybody is going to get behind him if he were to get the nominee. But yep. when it comes down to it and the primaries happen, sir, if we are not behind the person that is running 100%, we're going to lose to the crazy guy in the White House. And then we're
no doubt about it. Got to run, Rebecca. Appreciate that call. Folks, do you agree with Rebecca here? 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Folks, listen up. The Pentagon needs our help. They've got a big problem. One of their big fighter jets has gone missing. This is an F-35. By the way, the price tag on this bad boy, about $100 million, and they don't know where it is. So they say that the F-35 went missing somewhere yesterday over North Charleston, South Carolina. So this is the story they're out there trying to sell. They say the pilot ejected from the airplane and he landed in somebody's backyard. Could you imagine you're sitting there with the wife and the kids, you're grilling hot dogs, burgers, and all of a sudden, plop, there comes somebody else, just drops in on you. Honey, put another burger on. We got a visitor. Anyway, the guy's okay, the pilot. But here's where it gets really weird. They say the autopilot function was activated before the pilot punched out. So who does that? So a lot of people are saying, well, why don't they just look at the transponder? Well, that was turned off. That was disabled. And now the military is saying the jet was left in a zombie state. So I guess as far as we know, it could conceivably still be flying somewhere over the United States of America. So that's the story they're spinning to the national media. Nancy Mace, the congresswoman from South Carolina, from Charleston, actually, former Waffle House waitress. How in the world do you just lose an F-35? It's a great question. And by the way, why would a pilot eject from a plane that was operational? That's what I want to know. And there was another fighter jet up there. So why didn't the fighter jet pilot that was up there follow the stealth plane? And here's my question. So they've got a telephone number. So, hey, you know, if you folks have seen an F-35 fighter jet in your neighborhood, give us a call. And, I mean, what are we supposed to do once we find the fighter jet? Are we supposed to hook it up to a Ford F-150 and tow it back to the military base? Does somebody get, like, a reward for that? I don't know. Anyway, as I pointed out in my morning commentary, a $100 million fighter jet disappears in a zombie state, which is really a perfect metaphor for the country right now. By the way, anybody actually checked Ukraine for the missing fighter jet? Anybody? Just want to throw that out there. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Are you buying what the military is selling here? Do you really believe a Marine fighter jet can just go missing, that a pilot is going to eject over a neighborhood from a perfectly functioning airplane? 844-747-8868. Something smells there. All right, let's go to Victor in Silver Spring, Maryland, wants to weigh in on the abortion topic. All right, Victor, what's on your mind?
Okay, I weighed a pound and a half when I was born, so I was a preemie, so I'm pro-life. But what I do with the left, and most of my neighbors here are left, and one of them asked me one time about abortion, and I said to her, and I really laid it on thick, I told her, I don't care. You can have all the abortions you want. Have them every day, twice on Sunday. And as far as I'm concerned, if the minority wants to stay a minority forever, they'll have all the abortions they want. She says, do you really mean that? I said, no, not really. And then she thought a minute, and she says, you know, you're right. I am changing my mind on that.
Yeah, Victor, look, I mean, people have opinions on this. And if you're at a point where, and I think the line of demarcation is whether or not, if the mother's life is in danger, or if the woman was raped, and people say that's the line that should be drawn. But again, the pro-life movement says no exceptions at all. And Victor, I respect that, and I believe that. I believe in life, but from a political perspective.
Exceptions, and I've heard Trump say that many times during his rallies, that the pro-life people are going at it the wrong way. It's got to be exceptions.
And my contention is this: since Roe v. Wade was overturned, every time that issue has been on the ballot, it has gone down in a raging landslide defeat. And so my concern is, if this becomes the issue, and the Democrats aren't stupid, they realize this is going to be the issue that could bring Trump down. If that happens, you're going to see the Republicans get their butts handed to them in the presidential election. And the pro-life community will say, but at least on principle, we did the right thing. I would sincerely disagree with that, but that is the mindset.
That's for sure. And anyhow, I'm glad that you brought this up because I just wanted to get my two cents in.
Well, it sounds like you got a full quarter, Victor, so you made a lot of sense today. And it's a horrible thing. Abortion is great evil. And I do believe that when you abort a child, you kill that baby. That's what you are doing. You are killing a baby. You are taking a life. Now, the question for lawmakers, how do you bring that issue to the American voters so they understand that? How do you do it? Victor, appreciate the call. 844-747-8868. I want to play some audio. This is from Jenna Ellis, who was President Trump's attorney. She was one of the ones indicted. And, you know, there was a lot of controversy because Jenna Ellis supporters were very upset that President Trump was not, or that the MAGA community was not sending money to represent her so she could get an attorney. There was a lot of controversy about that. And then there's a guy by the name of Steve Dace, who is does a lot of stuff with the Blaze and Glenn Beck's group. And so they were having a conversation about President Trump and also having a conversation about our founding fathers. And I want you to, let's just take a listen to cut number 10.
You do not rise above your own worldview. This would require something of Donald Trump his entire life that he has evaded. And in his mind, successfully, whether it's with failed marriages or businesses, he has avoided repentance. The accountability of bowing the knee, I screwed up. I'm not what the people are waiting for. I don't tiptoe between the raindrops. I'm not sinless. All right. I need the Lord in my life, the only sinless one. He won't do it. And people suffered because of that decision-making process in 2020. People are still suffering. Every bit of inflation we have right now all goes back to COVID. Virtually every issue that is threatening us right now all goes back to COVID before we even get to these poisonous jabs, where according to the CDC's own data, if you gave a teenager the COVID jab, there was maybe one life a year was saved. But anywhere from 100,000 to 200,000 adverse events were reported in teenagers. That's not even negative efficacy. That's a democide that people ought to go on frickin' trial for. And he won't do it. People want, just give me something. I want to forgive. I want to embrace. I want to be all in. And he won't provide it, because that would require admitting he was wrong, that he is a sinner. And ultimately, we can't rise above our own worldview. And we need to remember, there are founding fathers who are in hell for all of eternity, who did some great work, but they didn't bow the knee to Jesus either. They didn't repent of owning slaves either. And they're in hell now because of those decisions. And so will he be, because of these kinds of decisions. And Jesus isn't going to say, hey, you appointed the three justices that overturned Roe, so let's just totally forget the fact that you never actually bowed the knee to me. That's not how this works. And we are acting in too many cases as Christians in the political sphere like it does. And before that man needs to be president again, and before he needs to escape the quote unquote witch hunts, that man needs Jesus again. Because you make these kinds of decisions that go against what would even be in his ambitions would be fueled by showing some self-awareness. And he won't do it because he can't admit, I'm not God.
Yeah, really incredibly well said, Steve. And I think that you perfectly articulated exactly how I, as a voter, feel. And I know him well as a friend, as a former boss. I have great love and respect for him personally. But everything that you just said resonates with me as exactly why I simply can't support him for elected office again. I have chosen to distance is because of that, frankly, malignant narcissistic tendency to simply say that he's never done anything wrong.
All right, we're good. So there you have it. Jenna Ellis, who describes herself as a friend of the president, calling him a malignant narcissist. Wow. There you go. BFFs right there. But again, these are folks, I'm playing this so you understand that the attacks on Donald Trump are coming from within. And I'm not sure come 2024, Trump's the nominee. These people are actively going to be supporting Donald Trump. I mean, you heard it for yourself. So anyway, do you agree or disagree with what Mr. Dace and Miss Ellis had to say? Mr. Dace says that there are founding fathers who are in hell for all of eternity, who did some great work, but they didn't bow the knee to Jesus, and they didn't repent of owning slaves either. Okay, well, that, I mean, how many of our founding fathers repented for owning slaves? Are they all in the lake of fire right now? I don't know. I don't know their hearts. I don't have that special gift that clearly some people have to determine a person's heart and motives. Or do you believe, along with Miss Ellis here, that, quote, frankly, the malignant narcissistic tendency to simply say that Trump's never done anything wrong? 844-747-8868. All right, let's go to Tennessee. Ashley is listening to us on WTJS, our great affiliate in West Tennessee. Hi, Ashley. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I was calling in about the abortion topic. So, me personally, I'm pro-life. I would not personally get an abortion myself. But in my opinion, every woman should have the right to choose what is best for her. Because what if, say, there are medical complications or a woman is raped? She should have the right to choose whether she wants to have that child or not. For instance, 3 years ago, I was pregnant with twins. I'm pro-life. Like I said, I would not choose an abortion for myself. I had medical complications, and I was trying, like, the doctors tried to pressure me into having an abortion because of the medical complications, which I refused to. But at the same time, there are so many people out there saying, oh, abortion is wrong. Well, what if you don't have the funds to take care of a medically complex child? What if you are raped? What if something is happening where it threatens your life?
Ashley, those are fair questions, but there would be some within the pro-life movement who would say that's not a fair question, that there should be absolutely no exceptions at all, and they're going to demand that the president and that the Republican Party run on that platform. And I am saying, as a pro-lifer myself, who and I believe life begins at conception, that if we do that, we will lose in 2024.
Well, here's my standpoint on it. Whenever it comes down to it, if a parent sees that their child will suffer, they should have the right to choose whether they want to bring that child into the world. Now, me personally, I had two special needs kids. No matter what, I would do anything, and like I did everything I could to make sure they made it into this world because I myself am pro-life. But a lot of people cannot take that on themselves. They do not have the mental capacity. They do not have the physical or the financial capacity to take on something like that. And a lot of these kids spend months and sometimes even years in a hospital. And sometimes the parents just cannot, like I said, mentally, physically, or financially do that.
Hmm. You know,
so
Ashley,
they should be able to have the right to choose.
And Ashley, maybe we're asking the wrong question here. Maybe the question is, are we going to change hearts and minds at the ballot box, or are we going to change hearts and minds in the church? And I think that may ultimately be where this issue should be addressed.
That is true. I mean, like I said, me personally, yeah. I do not believe in getting an abortion for myself, but I believe every woman should have the right to choose what she decides to do.
Ashley,
I will sit there and have a conversation with anybody who would want to about the topic, but I still feel it's their right to choose.
Got it. Ashley, we've got to run. Appreciate that call. 844-747-8868. You heard Ashley, and she said that she gave birth to two special needs children, contrary to her doctor's opinion, but it was her decision to make. What say you? 844-747-8868. We've got Jim in Atlanta, William in North Carolina, Greg in Georgia. Hang tight. We're going to be getting to your calls next.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
God, I have an idea. That fighter jet went missing. Maybe it got intercepted by an alien. You know, maybe a UFO pulled up alongside of it and loaded up an alien on it and took off. Just my thoughts.
Well, there you go. Mark from Florida listening to us at the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. It could be. I don't know. How is it that we were able to have video surveillance of Lauren Boebert pleasuring her man friend at the Beetlejuice musical last Sunday, and yet we somehow can't keep track of a $100 million fighter jet? How is that possible? All right, let's go back to the phones here. Let's go to Jim in Atlanta, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, Todd. Listen, any society that doesn't respect human life is doomed to failure. I think that the abortion debate has to be framed in that context, because even the Democrats would have to agree with that. That is, we need to talk about human rights and not specifically about abortion.
Jim, I mean, that's an excellent point. And when you look at just what's happening and the level of horrible atrocities and crimes happening in this country, I don't think America values life, whether it's in the womb or it's out of the womb.
Right. And that would also apply to the death penalty. I mean, any human, we have to respect human life in general.
Yes, we do. Jim, you're 1,000% correct there, and I appreciate you calling in. To that point, and we're going to get to this story, a couple of horrible stories. An L.A. County deputy sheriff ambushed over the weekend, shot in the back of the head. His only crime was being a deputy sheriff. The guy had just gotten engaged a few days before he was gunned down. Then you've got this story out of Las Vegas. And again, we're going to go more in-depth into these stories later in the show, but you've got a retired police chief out cycling, and you have two teen thugs. We have the video up at toddstearns.com. These two teen thugs, they intentionally hit the guy. They're actually shouting, "Hit his ass," in the video, and the man died. And nobody, the national media is not talking about this, and the reason why is very simple. The victim, a white man, and the attackers are two minority kids. Teenagers, one 17 years old. Had the races been reversed, it would be wall-to-wall coverage. But there you go. This is what happens in a society where white lives don't matter. But honestly, does any life matter in America? All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. We are just getting started. Hang tight if you're on the lines. We're going to get to you. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. And I just want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that the Todd Starnes radio show, everybody on this program is wearing pants. And that's an important thing for me to say to you based on the information coming out of the United States Senate, where they have apparently loosened the dress code. Have you heard about this? This is just insane. So Chuck Schumer has decided to abolish the Senate's dress code. Now, typically, up until now, men would wear suits, a coat and a tie, and ladies would wear business attire, typically a dress. But that rule was changed for one person and one person only, and that would be Senator John Fetterman out of Pennsylvania, who typically wears a hoodie and baseball shorts on the Senate floor. And by the way, even his staff gets upset about that. They believe that he ought to be respecting the Senate and wear big boy clothes. So anyway, gym casual is now the new rule for senators. The rest of you folks, though, if you want to go to the Senate, and if you are a staff member, you still have to wear a coat and a tie, and ladies, you have to wear business attire. In other words, rules for thee, but not for me. That's what that's all about. So you've got to wear your Sunday going to church clothes, but there's a shocking possibility that one day you could show up at the Senate chamber, and here comes Senator Dianne Feinstein, and they're rolling her into the building wearing a halter top and daisy dukes. And quite frankly, there's a pretty good chance Senator Fetterman may not be wearing pants. Wow. So that's what's happening on the Senate side. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Good to have with us from the great state of Montana, member of the House Freedom Caucus, Congressman Matt Rosendale. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
God, I'm still trying to block that image out of my mind, man, of Dianne Feinstein. That's pretty scary. Holy mackerel.
It's the reality of our world right now. What is it that the military said a few moments ago about a zombie? It's a zombie pilot running that F-35 that's missing. Country's gone insane.
I think it's more likely that, unfortunately, we would see Central Feinstein in a hospital gown instead of Daisy Dukes in the halter top.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's a shame. The elimination, okay, of decorum is a sad day. It truly is. Don't be surprised when the actions also deteriorate. You have to respect these institutions, and if you don't, you're going to see a deterioration of decorum. And it's a shame. It is truly a shame.
Congressman, over on the House side, at least you guys are still wearing coats and ties and pants. The question is, what's going to happen with this continuing resolution? Are we going to see a government shutdown here?
You know, I'm not certain. Here's what I would tell you, a couple of things. Number one, if leadership put as much effort into passing the appropriation bills as they have to try and pass this Democrat-style gimmick of a continuing resolution, we would fund government transparently, responsibly through the 12 appropriation bills. My feeling now is that they have no desire or just goal of reaching the $1.471 trillion on the non-defense discretionary top line on spending. And so they basically thrown their hands up and said, okay, we're going to have to try and do all these other gimmicks, distract everybody, because we're not going to be able to produce the appropriation bills at the levels that were assured to us many, many, many months ago. There's no reason we can't produce the appropriation bills at those levels. there's just no reason except for lack of willpower. And so I and several of my colleagues have said we're not supporting any CR. These CRs and they say they're going to have, you know, border security in there, and they're going to have, you know, these reductions, and it's going to eliminate the weaponization of government. That's talk. It's politics, and it's nothing more than smoke and mirrors. None of them believe that any of those provisions will survive the Senate. So they're not being truthful with their voters. I'm truthful with my voters. A continuing resolution is a continuation of Nancy Pelosi's spending levels and Joe Biden's policies. I won't be supporting it.
So there was a conference call last night between House Republicans and the Freedom Caucus. Can you give us any kind of background? Were you on that call?
I was on that call. It wasn't between the House Republicans and the Freedom Caucus. It was actually an open call for the entire conference and for everybody to hear what the leadership was trying to put together. But to me, there was no new news. All this effort is being focused, Todd, on developing this continuing resolution. And we had 6 weeks when everyone was back in their district. I'm hopeful that they received the same feedback that I did, and that is we have to change the trajectory of this spending. On this path right now, basically, I mean, I can summarize it pretty easy. We're going to collect about $5 trillion in revenue, the federal government will, but they're proposing to spend very near $7 trillion. That is a $2 trillion a year deficit that they're talking about adding to the already enormous $33 trillion of national debt. If you take the national debt that we have right now, it's going to consume very close to 20% of our total revenue, okay, to pay the interest on it. That's all, to pay the interest on it. And if we don't change this trajectory and we continue to pile $2 trillion a year onto the national debt, somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 10 years, we're going to be consuming 50% of the annual revenue to service the interest on the loan that we owe ourselves. There will not be enough money for Social Security, for Medicare, for Medicaid, for veterans benefits, for the United States military to protect our nation. People need to start getting realistic about this, and I am, and I'm honest about it. And it's not that hard of a task.
Well, and to just to clarify, this was how Fox News framed that call last night. I'm reading here from FoxNews.com. House Republicans held a members-only conference call with Freedom Caucus members on Sunday night. So they're framing the entire story about the Freedom Caucus holding all of this up, when in fact it's the Freedom Caucus that's trying to get spending under control here.
Under control. And look, if you go back to the 2019 pre-COVID spending levels, Todd, okay, we're not talking about ancient history. The total expenditures for the federal government was about $5.1 trillion, okay? 2019, that's how much they spent. That is not that long ago. It was pre-COVID levels. Biden goes into office, increases federal spending by 35%, okay? We have pumped all this additional revenue out into the economy. It drives inflation numbers up. All we're saying is, look, we need to get back. I realize that we're probably not going to get back to the 2019 spending levels, $5.1 trillion. I think that we should, but being a man of willing to compromise, get me somewhere in that neighborhood. But if we simply did that, and we're going to generate very close to $5 trillion in revenue this year, we're getting close to getting our arms around this budget deficit problem that we continue to dig ourselves into. Every year that we don't address it, it becomes a bigger and bigger problem. $33 trillion in debt is nothing to sneeze at.
By the way, this is coming in from Chad Pergram, Fox's guy up on Capitol Hill. He says Speaker McCarthy confirms he will meet with Zelensky at the Capitol later this week. If only McCarthy would pay more attention to what's happening in this country than Ukraine.
How about it? We've spent $10-15 billion over there. The only amount that they can have a really clear accounting of, and not a complete accounting of, is about $30 billion of it, because it was sent in the form of weapons. The rest of it, I dare say no one can tell you exactly where all of that money went. And then you throw the Hunter Biden problems into the mix, and the bank records show that he has received millions of dollars from Russia, from Kazakhstan, from Ukraine, from China, and it clarifies a little bit of why so much money continues to go over to Ukraine.
Let me ask you real quick here. Based on McCarthy's interview with Maria Bartiromo over the weekend, do you have confidence that Hunter Biden is even going to be, that he's going to allow Hunter Biden to be subpoenaed?
No, I'm not. This he'll be subpoenaed at the right time. The right time for who? The right time for the Department of Justice to actually review this information and prosecute, or the right time to create a distraction from another deficiency that he has created for us, that McCarthy has created for us?
I mean, the clock's ticking here. It's time for, I think what's going to happen is you're going to have a lot of very angry conservatives that are going to realize, as we're coming into the election cycle, that not a thing is going to be done about Hunter Biden or the Biden crime syndicate. That's what I'm concerned about.
My folks, okay, I just spent 6 weeks back there traveling around the entire state of Montana. And they're basically like, take the Hippocratic Oath like the doctors do. First thing, do no harm. You know, they want us not to screw things up any worse than they are. And by passing the continuing resolution, we would continue to screw things up. So that's why I say let's get focused on the appropriation bills and fund government responsibly, transparently. That we were told during the debt ceiling debate, okay, you heard it time and time again, this is not the place to be inserting any of the policies that we want to enact. The appropriation bills are the proper vehicle for that. I agree. I do agree with that. It's like, okay, so let's go ahead and pass the appropriation bills. Federal government hasn't done so for several years, and it's about time that everybody sat down and conducted their affairs properly.
All right. Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Appreciate all of your great insight today.
Thank you so much, Todd. You have a great afternoon.
All right, you too. There you have it, folks. Congressman Matt Rosendale from the great state of Montana. All right, we're going to get to your calls in just a moment. I want to share this item with you. A Southern Baptist pastor who once called Trump supporters political whores has now been elected as the first black chairman of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. So this is the lobbying arm of the Southern Baptist Convention. By the way, they are currently actively trying to target the Second Amendment rights of Tennesseans, the ERLC. The gentleman's name is Kevin Smith. He is the pastor of Family Church Village in West Palm Beach, Florida, and previously served as the director of the Baptist Convention of Maryland and Delaware. And here's what he had to say. These remarks first reported by Protestia. We have the story up on our website. I think, quote, I think some Southern Baptists lost their minds when a black man was elected president. Not all, but some. I think some Southern Baptists were unloving to black people beginning in 2012 with the killing of Trayvon Martin. I don't mean agree about politics or policy. I just mean giving a darn that somebody else is hurting who is supposed to be your brother or sister in Christ. And I think some Southern Baptists just bent over and became political whores with this whole Trump stuff. Does that sound like a pastor to you, a Southern Baptist? I mean, and now this guy is in leadership? I mean, again, you have to wonder. You know, the Catholics, they've got their problems with their wackadoodle left-wing pope, and clearly the Southern Baptists. So you've got the two largest religious groups in America that are going full-blown woke. That's a disturbing trend. All right, got to take a break. Going to the phones, hang tight, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I've partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right. Is it just me? Seriously, are you guys buying what the military's trying to sell us here? I mean, how is it that a fighter jet, a $100 million stealth fighter jet, just goes missing? And they're saying it could possibly still be in the air. I doubt that's the case now. But we don't know where it is. No one knows. And I just checked to see if there had been an update. They still cannot locate this fighter jet. I still think they ought to be looking over in Ukraine. It's not a conspiracy. Again, if they can't find it in South Carolina, then the logical next step might be Ukraine. Remember back during World War II, part of the plan when in the early days of World War II, the U.S. was not involved in the war, and the British were needing fighter jets and fighter planes. And Roosevelt was not allowed under law to give him those fighter planes. So what they did was they shipped all of the planes, they dismantled them, and they sent them across the northern border to Canada. And that's how the British ended up getting the plane. So that's all I'm trying to say here is there is somewhat of a precedent. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to John in Kentucky. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Todd, I know exactly where you can find that YF-35 stealth fighter, and once we get the reward, we'll split it 60-40. You get the 60%.
Well, I'm not going to be greedy. I mean, if you found it, then you should get 100% of it.
No, you can find it, and then I know exactly where you can find it, Todd.
I'm all ears, and I think the Secret Service is too, or the FBI, or whoever's listening. Go ahead. John, where can we find this jet?
You can find it on eBay.
Oh, I see.
Take care, brother. Love you, brother.
All right. Thank you, John. Well, darn, I was kind of looking forward to the reward money. Pay off some bills. All right. Let's go to Chuck in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Chuck. What's on your mind?
It's Jeff, Todd.
Oh, Jeff. My apologies. Jeff, go ahead.
Well, hey, speaking of Ukraine, I think the reason Chuck Schumer is getting rid of the dress code is for Zelensky coming to visit the Senate, begging for more billions of dollars, because he doesn't have the common courtesy to even put on a suit and tie. He dresses up in his little general uniform like he's a dictator from North Korea, playing army general.
Jeff, it's a costume. It's not even real. It's a costume. This guy is playing a part.
Yeah, you would think asking for billions of dollars to further the war in Ukraine and further the destruction, then he's going to be coming back, Todd, asking for more billions to rebuild his country. I don't think we ought to be giving him one thin dime.
Oh, Jeff, I'm with you 1,000%. I mean, how many hundreds of billions of dollars have we now given to Ukraine when our border is wide open? So we're protecting Ukraine's border, but we're not going to protect our own. I don't buy that.
Yeah, I don't get it.
All right.
Meanwhile, his administration, half of them are under investigation for corruption. So, you know, a lot of that money is going to those guys.
Well, there you go. Jeff, we've got to run late for a break, but appreciate your call. And, he's right. So we've got the missing fighter jet. We've got Senator Feinstein wearing the Daisy Dukes in the Senate. And you're not going to believe this, but vagina waffles. We're going to tell you about that story coming up next. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the US dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, a couple of big stories coming out of Texas. Of course, the Attorney General, Ken Paxton, a friend of this program, acquitted by the Senate. We're going to get to that story in just a moment. But there was another story happening in Dallas where a so-called family-friendly all-ages gay pride event was held for Latinos. And this was held in a taxpayer-funded park and included all sorts of unspeakable debauchery, including waffles that were being made in the shape of male and female genitalia. Now, I don't want to speak for Aunt Jemima, but I have to imagine if she were alive today, Aunt Jemima would be looking at those waffles and she'd be saying, oh, hell no. Yeah, you're not going to be pouring my syrup on that. Doing stuff that would make the citizens of Sodom and Gomorrah blush. Well, there was an investigative journalist on hand to document all of this. Her name is Sarah Gonzalez, and you've probably seen her program on the Blaze TV, the host of The News and Why It Matters. She's the chief executive officer of American Beauty. Sarah, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd, thank you so much for having me. Unfortunately, it's for all the wrong reasons, but I'm happy to be here nonetheless.
No, I understand. I want you to take our listeners through this event that was held in the Dallas area. And what did you see? What did you observe?
Yeah, sure. So as you pointed out, it is a taxpayer-funded park. It was a recreational area and right in the heart of Uptown Dallas. And so as you walk on site, there is a wheel that participants can spin. And, you know, you go to these festivals and they have the wheels where you spin and you win a prize, whatever you land on. And a couple of the options were condoms. So I'm not quite sure how that squared away with whenever a child came to participate, but you could win a condom if you spun the wheel and got the right prize. You also were exposed to a bunch of different vendor booths with candles in the shape of genitalia, male and female genitalia. So it was not just the waffles. You were also exposed to the candles. Curiously enough, Todd, the candles that were in the shape of men's genitalia and female genitalia were right next to candles that were teddy bears, which I have some questions about. Why would the teddy bears, something that a child would gravitate towards, be right next to a mold of a male, just naked male body, right? I mean, if they say they're not after the children, they're not trying to indoctrinate, they're not trying to do anything, why then put a child's item right next to a naked male and female body? I have some questions about that. You also saw some BDSM gear. There was a BDSM sponsor vendor that was there as well, along with lube and males who were wearing see-through shorts with thongs. So you could see their bare rears walking around the park. And again, I would implore this community to tell me why, if you claim that your entire identity is not rooted in who you want to have sex with, why then is this every single festival I see that is supposedly family friendly, are you including sexual innuendo everywhere you turn. It boggles the mind.
Sarah, have you had an opportunity to, did you have an opportunity to ask any of the organizers these questions or anybody that was there?
So I didn't, because typically when I try to ask questions, I get kicked out, and I wanted to make sure to document it before I got kicked out. But I have been in contact with Texas legislators. I do know that there are some letters being sent, some investigative work being done by legislators asking them, number one, asking them how they were able to get away with this, because to their understanding, this should already be illegal. But number two, putting it on the city of Dallas as to why they gave the permit for this to occur, knowing that it was supposed to be family friendly.
And that is a great point. And as you pointed out, all of the advertising was very clear. All ages would be welcome here. And, you know, my question would be, if you were just a regular citizen like today walking down the street in Dallas and you were giving a child or exposing a child to these kinds of things, you would be arrested. You would be charged with a crime.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll give you a couple different examples, Todd. Over the weekend, I took my family to two different festivals in the DFW area. The first one was a place called Grape Fest. It's in Grapevine, Texas, and it's a family. It is an actually family-friendly festival. And another one was an Oktoberfest, Addison Oktoberfest. I took my family to two different festivals, and they were actually billed as family-friendly. They were not LGBT, inspired. And I'll tell you, I didn't see one bit of BDSM gear. I didn't see one genitalia-shaped candle. I didn't see any of the, I didn't see signs that said F you. I didn't see shirts that said daddy as F. I didn't see any of that in any of the actual family-friendly festivals that are occurring. So why then in the LGBT community are we supposed to expect that their idea of family-friendly is complete and total debauchery? I mean, it's disgusting how depraved this community has gotten and how synonymous LGBT has gotten with just kinks and exposing kids to sexually explicit material.
Look, these are all great questions, and certainly the taxpayers in and around Dallas, Texas, ought to be asking questions of their city leaders. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today is Sarah Gonzalez from the Blaze TV, and I know, Sarah, that you've also been covering the situation involving the Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was exonerated mm-hmm. over the weekend. What was your reaction to how all of that played out?
I was very relieved to see that the senators actually took this seriously, and I think that justice was done. I will be very happy when I see Dan Patrick, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. He called for the Texas Constitution to be amended because this impeachment was jammed through the House, forced onto the Senate, and millions of taxpayer dollars were wasted on this impeachment sham. And I will be very, very relieved to see that, see Dan Patrick follow through with an audit of the Texas House. I think it was a travesty that this happened in the state of Texas, but I am very glad to see Attorney General Ken Paxton go back to work, because Lord knows we need him in the state of Texas. We are under attack from the Biden regime. We're under attack from an invasion at our border, and we need our fighter, our conservative fighter, Attorney General Ken Paxton, back at the helm. So I'm very glad to see that the senators made the right decision over the weekend.
I love what his attorney said, Tony Busby. And, man, that guy just did a terrific job, I thought, exposing this for what it really is, just the weaponization of the political system there in Texas. He said the Bush era in Texas ends today. Do you concur with that?
I absolutely 100% concur with that. The fix was in from the start. Paxton's attorneys showed all of these strange coincidental Bush family connections. These whistleblowers were being represented by this attorney who had strong ties to the Bush family, who conveniently had not billed any of these whistleblowers in 3 years, the entire 3 years he was doing tremendous amounts of work for them. So who was picking up that bill? I don't know. So I think the connections were there. I think that they proved that George P. Bush was involved in this from the start through the whistleblower's attorney. And there was clear, reasonable doubt that Attorney General Ken Paxton had not committed any crimes or certainly any offenses that would warrant removal from office. So I would agree with that. I think the Bush era is over. I will say we do have to clean up shop in the House. We have a lot of rhinos who voted to push this impeachment sham through. And I do think that they will have their day of reckoning when they are up for re-election, because grassroots in Texas are pissed that they put us through this.
That's what I was wondering, because the Speaker of the House, I remember a couple of months back, the video of him looking clearly intoxicated or under the influence of something there in the rostrum of the House.
Yes. And actually, it's interesting. No Republican in the House, no Texas Republican was calling for Ken Paxton's impeachment until Ken Paxton called out Speaker of the House Dade Phelan for being drunk on the House floor. And he called him out and he told him to resign. And it wasn't until then that they forced this impeachment sham through. This was political retribution. It should have never happened. It was just revenge because Ken Paxton had the nerve to call out our Speaker of the House for being drunk on the House floor. And you know what? I think that there is a political reckoning coming, and I think that it is well-deserved.
All right. Well, great work, Sarah, on both those stories, and we appreciate the work you're doing exposing a lot of that stuff out there.
Thank you so much.
All right, Sarah Gonzalez, everybody, and you can follow all of her work over at the Blaze TV. We have links over in our live show blog. We've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, some news about our friends over at Newsmax. Greg Kelly, his show has now shifted. He's on at 9 o'clock Eastern, and you can watch it exclusively on Newsmax. The whole primetime lineup is just really remarkable. 6 o'clock starts off with Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt at 7 o'clock, then Eric Bolling exposing the Biden family crime syndicate. The big media folks, they're hiding the truth about Joe Biden, and Newsmax is exposing that truth. So Newsmax, even now, the ratings are just unbelievable, getting very close to CNN. They're also, by the way, Tucker Carlson getting fired by Fox News, millions of people turning off Fox and turning on Newsmax. President Trump says he watches Newsmax, telling everybody to get Newsmax today. You can find it on all major cable systems. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax. I did, and you should too.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. By the way, if you haven't done so, head over to Amazon and pre-order a copy of my new book. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? And I would love for you to get yourself a pre-ordered copy of the book. It'll be out in the winter of next, will be March of 2024. But pre-orders now underway, and we sure could use your help in spreading the word about the new book. Very excited for you to read this. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Marty on the line. Hi, Marty. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. I'd like to first thank you for giving the right common people a voice, and it's much appreciated.
Well, I appreciate that, Marty. Thank you.
My call is probably about an hour late. There was a caller that had a disagreement with President Trump on an item, and I'm not going to debate their opinion. They're entitled to their opinion, but I think you need to take a look at the whole person. and how we were when he was president. The main thing for a president is to keep the nation secure. I think we were so significantly more secure during the Trump administration. The border was secure. Our military was secure and well-funded. From an inflation standpoint, I don't have to tell you, you go to the market, you go to the gas station, you're paying a lot more money. The average person is having difficulty with that. We were energy sufficient. So if you're going to look at President Trump, my opinion, look at the whole being. Yeah, you might not like what he says. You might not like his personality. There's probably people that don't care for your personality or something that you said. But on the whole, if this nation wants to be around in good standing in a couple of years, I think we need President Trump. Personal opinion, I've got 15 grandkids. That's how I feel.
Marty, I'm spot on. I am right there with you. And that doesn't mean that the president can make a mistake. And I think he made a mistake in that interview over the weekend. But that does not diminish my support for this president. And by no means does it mean that this president is a radical pro-abortionist. I mean, the facts simply do not back that up. Marty, appreciate that call and thank you for listening. I do disagree with Marty on one thing. I think everybody loves me. Right? I mean, even the liberals think I'm, you know, lovable, I would think. By the way, U.S. border crossings over the weekend, almost 7,000 on Friday, over 6,200 on Saturday, over 7,400 illegals on Sunday. And those are the ones we know about. And the video right now coming out of Fox News, and they've got crews there as the illegals are literally streaming through the gates. This is, folks, it's a full-on invasion of our nation. And at what point will the American people rise up and say, enough is enough? I'm afraid it's going to be too late when that happens. Let's go to Bob in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing much. You know, the other day you were talking about that $6 or $7 billion of taxpayer money is going to go to Iran for the hostages.
Yes, that's right.
It's not our money. It's their money. We confiscated.
Well, do you have a problem with that? Are you pro-Iranian?
Well, how did you get me being pro-Iranian because of what I just said?
Bob, I'm asking a question.
No, I'm not pro-Iranian. I'm just that. See, you don't say one thing when it's not true.
Bob, I've asked a question, and you have answered the question. So what is your point here? You wanted to talk about sending money to Iran, so what's your point here?
No, period. It is not taxpayer money that's going. It's their money we froze that we're releasing, and they're releasing under stipulations.
Okay. What is your point, Bob, is what I'm trying to get at here.
That you generate hate on your radio program.
Do I do that with Iranian funding? Is that how I generate hate, Bob?
No, it's everything. Is it when you lie about something like that?
What am I lying about, Bob? I asked you a question. You answered the question. How is that a lie, Bob?
You make people believe one thing when it's not really the thing to believe.
Okay, Bob, I'm going to do you a favor. You're gone. Goodbye. Thank you, Bob. Have a lovely day. I might recommend listening to NPR. It might be your cup of tea. All right, this story from Kansas City, Missouri. Oak Park High School, a boy was crowned homecoming queen, and he beat out four other girls to win the title. The young man is named Tristan Young. He's a male student who identifies as female. He beat out four actually very lovely female candidates. This is ludicrous. It's just absolutely ludicrous. I'm looking at the photos here, and yeah, it's a guy. It's a guy in a dress. I got to tell you that there are some parents that are really upset about this. One parent in the district This is from Libs of TikTok. One parent of the district said she was disgusted. She says, I'm appalled that the school district continues to support the LGBT agenda. They say they are champions for all students, yet they embrace radical political statements that's really an indoctrination of the children. Well, it's a good point. So, I mean, this is insane. It is absolute insanity. And the real losers here are these beautiful biological girls. And this was a dream, and that dream has now become a nightmare thanks to a boy in a sequin dress. All right, there you go. That's homecoming there in Kansas City at Oak Park High School. All right, hour three of the big show coming up next. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Program.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's it. American
Ride. Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. Happy to have you with us. By the way, if you see an F-35 while you're driving around North Carolina today or South Carolina, give us a call. We'd like to hear from you. Pentagon still can't find their missing $100 million stealth jet, wherever that may be. So we'll keep you updated on the very latest developments there. Also, we are expecting Congressman Bob Good to join us in just a little while. So we hope to have a conversation with him. Maybe he has some intel on what happened to the this fighter jet. As a matter of fact, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're very honored to have Congressman Good with us. Congressman, hope things are going well.
Well as can be considered when you're stuck here in the swamp with the privilege of representing your people, but it is a swamp nonetheless, Todd. So great to be with you.
And at least you're wearing grown-up pants, right, aside from the U.S. Senate, where they have now done away with their dress code.
Well, you know, I hadn't really thought about going with the hoodie and shorts look. I'm not sure I can pull that off. Of course, I'm not sure the gentleman in question pulls it off either, and it really is hard to understand how otherwise I'm sure good people could entrust someone like that to represent them. That's the best and the brightest the whole Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has to offer, the state in which I was born, by the way. But I don't think I'll be wearing a hoodie and shorts.
Congressman, I'm just curious, have you guys been given any sort of an update on this missing F-35 jet? I mean, this story is really strange.
I have not been traveling. Matter of fact, just got out of the car to talk with you, so I don't have an update on that or don't have anything to share.
All right. Congressman Bob Good from the House Freedom Caucus. He represents Virginia's 5th Congressional District. Congressman, love to get some insight from you on this conference call that was held last night. Was any ground gained, and where do things now stand with the Republicans and this continuing resolution?
Well, I would just say from the outset that we are where we are because of a failure to lead, a failure, frankly, on the part of the Speaker to keep the commitments he made in January that permitted him to ascend to the position of speaker, to fail to lead the conference to deliver on what we promised the American people, to cut our spending, to restore some fiscal responsibility to Washington, to do with a Republican majority that which we would not accomplish with a Democrat majority, to reform the coalition that existed through April when we passed the Limit Save Grow bill with historic spending cuts coming out of the House. That was discarded, jettisoned, kicked to the side with the failed Responsibility Act or the debt ceiling agreement. And now the speaker, quite honestly, has failed to lead the conference, to cast the vision, to tell those who supported him as speaker that he needed them to stick together, support him in doing what he said he would do, what we all voted to do back in April. And now we sit here, here we are, September 18, 12 days until the end of September and the funding of the current fiscal year. And here we have the speaker having failed to lead, having failed to deliver, and now you're in sort of crisis mode. That said, I do not believe that the answer is a continuing resolution or CR, where we would extend the Biden-Pelosi-Schumer funding and the oppression and the tyranny under which the American people are suffering. We should not, I've said it many times, we shouldn't fear a government shutdown in the sense that we make bad decisions to further exacerbate the situation. What we should do is pass our 12 appropriation bills out of the House as quickly as we can at the agreed upon pre-COVID levels for non-defense discretionary. Maybe it takes us a week or two in into October to do that because of the failure to lead to this point, but that would have minimal impact on the American people. And as you know, essential operations continue anyway during a quote unquote shutdown. And everybody gets paid and during a quote-unquote shutdown. Maybe that's not what should happen, but as we both know, that is what happens. And so I am not in favor of a continuing resolution. I am in favor of Speaker McCarthy doing what he said he would do, leading us to cut our spending. Todd, the last thing I'll say, I'll take a breath here, is we are on the verge of a $2.2 trillion deficit this year with a Republican majority. We're running a monthly deficit of over $150 billion, with a B, dollars a month with a Republican majority. We have not cut our spending. We're not on track to cut our spending with a Republican majority.
Well, no, I think, look, I agree with everything you just said. My concern is it keeps coming back to leadership, as you mentioned at the outset here. And Speaker McCarthy is not living up to the promises he made. How much longer will the House Freedom Caucus be able to go on without calling for a motion to vacate the chair?
Well, what I have said, Todd, is that I think everything should be on the table, and I don't think it's sustainable for Speaker McCarthy to continue the recent track, which is to work with Democrats to pass major pieces of spending legislation. That's the concern I expressed back in November, December, and January, because that was the past history with Speaker McCarthy when he was minority leader, majority leader, minority whip, majority whip, and others who were in leadership. He was not the speaker, but we could not afford, the nation could not afford to continue that pattern. And beyond just the number one responsibility of the House, to your question of funding our government appropriately, meeting our nation's obligations appropriately, we have failed as what was promised. We were promised we would have a balanced budget vote. That has not happened. We were promised we would have a vote on term limits. That has not happened. We were told we would impeach Mayorkas. That has not happened. And many other things have not happened in addition to the spending situation, which is our number one responsibility. So that said, I think the speaker has two choices. He can reform the conservative coalition, pass our spending bills with a majority of 218 more Republicans, and send it over to the Senate and stare down the Senate and say, you now, is it going to be a Schumer shutdown? We've done our job in the House. And then, you know, there's going to be negotiations if that happens between the House and the Senate. And we see what kind of a deal. Does he put strong, tough negotiators on the conference committee that negotiates with the Senate? Or does he put on those who will make a terrible deal like we had with the Failed Responsibility Act, the debt ceiling increase, where we essentially agreed with the Biden position? All that to say he has to choose between working with the Democrats or passing Republican legislation with a Republican majority. And I think that if he fails to do the latter, then we will hold him accountable.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Appreciate your good work up on Capitol Hill.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
All right. Congressman Bob Good. There you go. I want to go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Jackson, Tennessee. Austin is listening to us on WTJS, our great affiliate there. Hi, Austin. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Sir, yes, sir. Let me get in the vehicle here where I can hear you better. I'm so sorry, bud.
All right. Well, let's put Austin back on hold here, guys, and we will get Austin when he's ready. Let's go to Reinhardt in North Carolina. Hi, Reinhardt. What's on your name, on your mind?
Good afternoon, Todd. I have a suggestion on the illegal immigrant situation, and my suggestion is quite simple. Take all age-qualified male and female immigrants that are qualified, stop any substance of funding to them, and I'll give them 3 years military service, and then pass a citizenship as a path to being American citizens.
Well, so you would give them a chance to become American citizens?
Yes, after 3 years of military service and passing the citizenship test.
Reinhardt, what about all the people that have been waiting in line for, you know, upwards of 7-8 years trying to get here legally? What about those folks?
Let them have the same opportunity.
So you think that's fair, though, to give the illegals jumping over all those people who have been waiting for, you know, to come here legally for years?
No, I didn't say jump over them. I said gave them the same opportunity. Let them join the military, 3 years service, and pass a citizenship test.
Hmm. Here's my concern, Reinhardt, and I mean, if you're coming here legally, that means you're a good person because you're going about things the right way. But all these illegals that are trying to invade our country and that have invaded the country, they have shown a level of hatred towards our country and our laws. And my bigger concern is we're not talking about families that are coming across this border to pick lettuce in the fields. We're talking about military-aged young men by the train loads that are coming across this border. And I want to know what they're up to. These guys are all well-dressed. We're not talking about poor people here. These are military-aged young men that are coming across, and I don't think their intentions are good.
You may be 100% correct, Todd, but I think the reality is that eventually we'll be stuck with them.
Well, and that may be. Reinhardt, appreciate that call. I think we've got Austin figured out. So, Austin, you're back with us. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I apologize about that, Todd.
No worries.
Hey, I just want to tell you real quickly. Also, I enjoy seeing you on Newsmax, and I listen to Frankie Lax here in Jackson, Tennessee in the afternoons at 4 to 6 on 93.1 FM, and then we listen to you all the time here.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. What I was mainly calling for, and I appreciate you representing Tennessee, but what I was mainly calling for is the border. And that individual that just called, everyone that breaks our federal law and comes here would not be eligible for our military. They would not be able to withstand our type of training. And there's no way they could finish the course. So, I mean, some could, but that's not what they're coming in for, Todd. They're coming in for the benefits because the Obama and Biden administrations, along with Bush and all of them, they're pushing all this stuff and sending all this information to other countries. If you get here, you got a job. And then that's why a lot of them look so confused when they get here. But what about almost 100,000 children missing under the Biden administration? No one knows where they are. You couldn't even do a welfare check. And all of the fentanyl coming across the border, Todd, and you never hear Biden mention it one time. And he did, I think, mention it one time, but he was defending himself saying it's not his fault. It is unreal what's taking place, and the American people need to really stand up. How do you feel about that, Todd, about how he's just allowing fentanyl and illegal immigrants to pour across? And you see now, Todd, up in New York, thousands and thousands of men, like you were just saying, military age, are in groups, large groups all around New York. I'm afraid that when they do give them these cell phones, when they do turn these cell phones on, they're loaded with Democrat talking points and a lot of websites on how to hook up with folks like Louis Farrakhan and people like that, the Al Sharpton groups, if you follow what I'm saying, Todd.
Well, the concern I have here is the numbers of Muslims that are coming across our border that we don't know about. And those individuals we have to be concerned with. You know, my good friend Robin Poffman, she's been on the show a number of times. She was there at 9/11, covering 9/11. And she says that's the greatest concern, is that our border is so wide open. We don't know how many terrorists have already infiltrated the country and are just waiting for whatever message it is to blow things up and to start attacking American citizens. Look at what's happening in Italy, and this has been a story that has not been covered greatly by our national media. But just this year, over 130,000 illegals have arrived in Italy, and it's causing chaos, the same kind of chaos that we have seen break out across Europe. Look at what's happening in Paris, in France, in England right now. We are watching Western Europe being conquered by the Muslims. That's what's happening, these radical Muslims. And if we're not careful, Austin, that could happen here in the United States of America. So, yeah, when you throw in all the fentanyl and the numbers of deaths, it's appalling what the Democrats and what the establishment Republicans have allowed happen to this country. Austin, got to run. Great call. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. May I ask you a very personal question? Are you ready for the next China virus crisis? You know it's coming. They're saying shutdowns could happen sometime in October. Well, I want to tell you about my friends at The Wellness Company, because they have come up with an incredible emergency medical kit. And you've got to get this, folks. I've got one. It is in my medicine cabinet, and it's ready to go in the event I need it. You are actually going to get the medication you need for survival. I'm talking about ivermectin, the Z-Pak, amoxicillin, and more, just in case. And, folks, you're going to be able to save 10% at checkout with my coupon code STARNS at checkout. So you got to check this thing out. Now go to twc.health. That's the website, twc.health. It is healthcare without propaganda, and Lord knows I appreciate that. Dr. Peter McCullough, their chief scientific officer, he says, "We refuse to profit from your sickness, so join the fight for medical freedom by supporting TWC, a company focused on your wellness with incredible doctors, treatments, and products." I want to give you that website address one more time, twc.health. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
How about Coach Prime? Wow. Deion Sanders. Man, you know what I love about Deion is the guy talks the talk, but he also walks it. So he can back up what he's saying. And he's bringing fun back into football. You know what I mean? And I appreciate the fact that the coach is really out there, and he's causing these fun controversies and rivalries. That game over the weekend between Colorado and Colorado State, insane. I lost track of how many penalties, how many fights. I think there were more fights than touchdowns. It was pretty awesome, to be honest with you. It's the way college football ought to be. There's intensity, there's passion. And Colorado ended up defeating Colorado State. What was that? How many overtimes? Two overtimes? Three. Yeah, two. 43-35 was the final score. And Coach having a good time out there. Good for you, Coach. Brand new study out. This is published by the New York Post. And I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. Ladies of the Todd Stearns radio program. Stronger men are perceived to be more conservative. Men with greater upper body strength were seen as more right-wing, which experts link to their heightened competitiveness. That's according to research published in a new survey. This is from the University of Arkansas. Quote, there is a consistent perception of physically strong men as espousing more conservative viewpoints relative to physically weak men. So, ladies, do you find this to be true? When you're out there and you're meeting men and you're talking to men, has it been your experience that the scrawnier the guy, the more liberal the guy is? Remember the pajama boys, the snowflakes back in Hillary's day, the pajama boy snowflakes? And we've always asked this question on the program. Given the choice, would you rather have a pajama boy snowflake wearing a man bun, or would you rather have a big, brawny guy, a man's man, who can carry you out of a burning building? And I would say about 102% of the female audience of the Todd Stearns shows, yeah, we want the big guy. We want the big guy. So I'm curious, ladies, do you agree with the survey that strong men are more conservative? 844-747-8868. Guys, we'll let you answer, too. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. So they still have not found this F-35 fighter jet, which went missing somewhere over South Carolina yesterday. This whole thing doesn't make any sense. The pilot put the plane on autopilot and also deactivated any sort of tracking device and deactivated the transponder code and then punched out. Pilot lands in somebody's backyard. He's at the hospital. It doesn't make any sense. They can't find the fighter jet anymore. As we understand, there was another fighter jet that was in the air at the time. We don't know why that plane did not follow the fighter jet. They're saying it's a zombie. It's a zombie plane now, which implies that it's still flying. But there's no indication of whether it's still in the air or whether or not it has crashed. And here's what I don't understand. Why would you punch out of a perfectly functioning airplane over a populated area? Why would you do that? The military is, they're asking for your help. It's already on the milk cartons. They've got the little F-35 fighter jet, so it's missing. If you have, you know, if you've seen the fighter jet, give the Pentagon a call. And we'd like to hear from you, 844-747-8868. What do you think the real story here is? That's 844-747-8868. But the Marines still cannot find the jet. They've got the pilot, but they don't have the jet. It's very odd. Very odd indeed. Well, some good news and a horrible story out of Southern California, Los Angeles County. A deputy sheriff, Ryan Klinkenbrumer, was in his patrol car right around the corner from the Sheriff's Department office in Palmdale. That's in the Antelope Valley. When all of a sudden a car comes up, window comes down, and a gun is fired, and the deputy sheriff was shot in the back of the head. They believe this was a targeted killing in the sense that they were wanting to kill a deputy sheriff. And now we understand that a suspect has been arrested, a guy by the name of Kevin Salazar, 29 years old, and now he's being held. And we have no information. The question is this a gang hit? And by the way, if you're a Democrat in Los Angeles County, you bear a lot of responsibility here because the Democrats and the elected leaders have been crapping all over the sheriff's department, alleging there was gang activity within the sheriff's department. This guy is a beloved deputy, third generation, had just gotten engaged, and a very well-loved member of the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. And he was killed, assassinated. They had a $250,000 reward for information leading to the arrest. And thank goodness that people spoke out. Thank goodness that a good Samaritan was there and tried to administer first aid, called for help to get this officer to the hospital. But it was just too late. It was just terrible. So just yet another reminder that it's a dangerous world out there. May I just say something about this? It seems to me that what we need to start doing is reinstituting public executions. So this guy, he gets convicted. What they ought to do is march his butt out to the front of the front lawn of the county courthouse, and he needs to be executed. And maybe, just maybe, that will strike a chord in the thugs and the thuggets and the thuglings of America, that there is a price to pay. You're not going to be coddled anymore, but if you go out and you take a life, you sacrifice your own. You forfeit your own life. That's, if we were to do that, I guarantee you we would see a significant drop in crime. But I'm sick and tired of these guys getting convicted and they're sitting on death row for 20, 30 years at taxpayer expense. If you've got the evidence that this guy did the crime, boom, you're gone. Saddam Hussein and all the other evils of history will be in the lake of fire waiting to welcome you. That's what I say. All right, let's go to the phones here. Keith in North Carolina on the Talk Station wants to weigh in on this fighter jet. Keith, what do you think happened here?
Well, does anybody out there that's listening remember the Search for Red October? Or the Hunt for
movie, yeah.
With Sean Connery as the Russian sub-captain that wanted to defect.
He wanted to deliver
that advanced sub to the Americans.
I remember.
I just cannot imagine that with all of our sophisticated tracking devices, we don't know where that jet went.
I think they know where it went, Keith.
That's what I said. And with Joe Biden in the presidency, let's see, we let China fly over and do whatever it wants to do. They're set up in Cuba. Now, suddenly we lose our most advanced stealth fighter jet. And those are very awesome planes. If you've never actually walked up to them and looked at them closely, they are very awesome.
I wonder, and we had a couple of folks on the Facebook live stream wonder about Cuba. Maybe that jet is in Cuba right now.
Could have been. They could have punched in an autopilot or something and sent it on to Cuba. Chinese are there, aren't they?
Chinese are there. Probably the Russians. Wouldn't be surprised.
Well, there we go, giving up more of our information.
I think it's fascinating. It's not even the lead story on the Military Times website.
Well, it ought to be. Go Joe.
There you go. All right. Hey, Keith.
Have a great day, Todd.
All right. You too. Thank you. The pilot, by the way, this is according to Military Times. The pilot was taken to a hospital in stable condition. They're not saying anything. They say that they believe the plane is somewhere around Lake Moultrie and Lake Marion in South Carolina. Both lakes are north of North Charleston. A South Carolina Law Enforcement Division chopper joined the search, and military officials appealed online for any help from the public. The pilot of the second F-35 returned safely to Joint Base Charleston. So here's and maybe we have a very large military population that listens to the program, so maybe you guys can help us out here. So let's just say that you've got two of these F-35s, and they're out there on some sort of a mission, some sort of whatever. And you see the pilot and the other plane ejecting, and yet the plane is still flying. What do you do? Would you not phone in that information? Would you not tell the base, hey, we've just had an incident up here? And it just seems to me that if you're the Marines, then you're going to tell that pilot of the F-35 to stay with the plane to see where it's going. Or if the plane is heading towards a populated area, to shoot it down or get it out of the way so it won't be a threat to people on the ground. So that's an interesting thought, that maybe, just maybe, was this plane programmed to fly somewhere else? And if so, where? That's a great question. And we will see. But it's very interesting that this is not the lead story on every newscast right now. It's very strange. Even Fox News, they're sort of downplaying this. All right, 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, another story, and this is coming out of Las Vegas. Did you see this video? We've got it up on our website, and it's just awful. There is a retired police chief, and his name is Andreas Probst. And Chief Probst had retired. He worked in California, retired with his wife and family to Las Vegas. He was out for a ride. He was a cyclist in really good health. And he's a white guy. These two black kids out joyriding, and they targeted this guy and actually filmed themselves crashing into the police chief. They basically filmed his death, his assassination. So the chief was apparently wearing some sort of an Apple device, and it's a tracking device. So when it stops, some sort of an alert or some sort of an alarm sounds. And that's how the wife and the daughter knew something was wrong. So they were actually able to track the Apple signal to the crash site. And I can't even imagine. I mean, there's your father, your husband, and he's there. And so they rushed him to the hospital, and he didn't make it. These guys are laughing and carrying on. I mean, just again, one 17-year-old's been arrested and charged with murder. But what about the other one? And quite frankly, both of them should be charged. And if they are convicted, they should lose their lives. They should forfeit their lives. I have never seen such a heinous, heinous act before. And again, if you are going to go out there and you're going to take a man's life, then your life has to be taken as well. Now, I'm not one. I know there are people out there that say, well, what we ought to do is they ought to lose their life the same way they killed that guy. Well, I don't want to waste the gas or the wear and the tear on the car. So I just say, line them up execution style and be done with it. And maybe, just maybe, we will start addressing crime in this nation. I will say this. If you do that, I can guarantee you this. Those two guys will never, ever kill another person. I'm just saying. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. The video's on the website. It's graphic. But you need to see what these thugs are out there doing. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk.
I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right. Happy National Cheeseburger Day, America. A lot of folks celebrating. The first cheeseburger, by the way, made in 1924. I had no idea. 16-year-old Lionel Sternberger put a slice of American cheese on a hamburger at his father's sandwich shop in, of all places, Pasadena, California. So there you go. Happy birthday and happy National Cheeseburger Day. By the way, where is the best place to get a cheeseburger in America? 844-747-8868 if you want to weigh in. I'll share mine with you before we wrap things up here. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line? I bet our good buddy Art Alley from the Timothy Plan knows where to get a good burger.
Well, I should have talked to you earlier because I just finished the tuna melt.
Is it?
Messed up, didn't I?
Yeah, that's a cheeseburger day fail, Art.
I'm sorry. I do know where the most fun place to get one, and it's the resort at Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Is that right? I'm writing this down.
Oh, buddy. It's a 100-year-old hamburger place, and man, it's a real throwback. It was just a joy to be there.
Beautiful area of the country, by the way, Art. Beautiful.
Oh, gorgeous.
Hey, let's get into some conversation here about the economy and what's happening out there. Of course, the big story over the weekend, United Auto Workers deciding to go on strike. How is this going to impact the auto industry and the economy, do you think?
It's never good when that happens. But I think they've been a little taken advantage of. But then again, the U.S. auto workers make a whole lot more money than the other ones overseas. But who am I to judge that? It will have an impact. There's no question. Hopefully it'll settle soon. And, you know, they're asking for enormous things that... who knows?
Almost 50%. Yeah, almost 50% increase almost in their pay. I mean,
yes,
that's
sir.
Huge.
Well, you know, that's going to help Bidenomics.
Yeah.
How in the world he came up with that is beyond me. I mean, it's almost embarrassing what this guy does.
Art Alley is the founder of Timothy Plan. That's timothyplan.com, rethinking the way you think about investing. You know, Art, you've been really at the forefront of alerting people to the wokeness that's happening in a lot of companies. And we've got another one to tell people about. That would be the soap company Dove, the soap brand.
You know, evidently their head is in the sand. I mean, they have not seen what happened to a Bud Light. They have not seen what happened to Target. They've not seen what happened to these other companies that are going woke. And how in the world they could have an ambassador like that, I mean, with the record she has. And her mission is, I forget what you call it,
yeah, she wants to be a fat liberator.
Liberation.
Yeah, fat liberation.
Fat liberation. Well, you know, I've been trying to liberate some fat for a long time. It ain't working real well, so I don't know. Maybe she's onto something.
No, it could be. So my take on that, Art, I kind of thought, well, Dove thinks, well, you know, big people, it takes more soap, so they're going to have to buy more soap. Maybe that was it. I don't know what the rationale here is.
That might be it. I think you hit on it. That must be
it. I don't know.
She is a big woman.
Oh, my. She's full-figured, I think, is the appropriate word. Art,
you know, the encouragement, Todd, is that people really are starting to wake up to this nonsense. And I am so encouraged by what's happened to Target. Not that I wish anybody ill, but when you put this stuff in your face with the moms of America, just totally insulted by this transgender stuff and all that. I think they've lost over $2 billion so far. And I don't know that they're caving yet, but they will. It kind of is a throwback to the old days. Now, you may not remember because I'm older than you. But Don Wildman, American Family Association, was a good friend. And when he took on Kmart, Kmart dissolved.
It sure did.
You know, he had such a following. And so hopefully if we just simply follow common sense and logic, quit supporting people who are trying to destroy us, America could change overnight because it's always about the money. But the message I had for people, I was just at CNP. I didn't see you there. You know, Council for National Policy.
Had to work.
Hey, it was great. It was in Scottsdale at the Scottsdale Fairmont Princes.
Oh, that's nice.
Wonderful conference. But anyway, you know, when they asked me to say a few words, I said, you know what? I am encouraged. People are not shopping at Target. But what they may not realize, even though they're avoiding Target for their shopping, odds are they own Target stock in their investment account, in their mutual funds or wherever. And that's kind of betting against themselves.
And that's how you guys...
So my advice is just divest. Get out of their stock. Quit owning this stuff. And with Timothy, you just don't have to.
And that's the great thing about Timothy Plan. We got to ramp it up here, Art. But again, timothyplan.com, folks. Art and his incredible team can help you understand if, in fact, you are supporting inadvertently those companies that are radical, left-leaning, and woke. So, again, timothyplan.com. If you'd like more information, that's timothyplan.com. Art, we've got to leave it there. It's great hearing from you, my friend. All right.
And it's always the high point of my day.
Thanks. All right. By the way, the commissary in Germantown, Tennessee, best burger in America, at least in Tennessee. All right, got to leave it there, folks. Get out there. Have a great day, America.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.